This is WSKG News. Several Republican members of Congress from around the country have lamented over paid protesters at town halls over the last month. Binghamton area Congresswoman Claudia Tenney cited paid protesters as a reason not to hold a town hall meeting. John Roby is an investigative reporter with the Press and Sun Bulletin, and he set out to find examples of paid protesters across the state. He joins me now in studio. John, thanks for being here.
Good morning, Gabe. It's very good to be here.
So first, did you find any examples of paid protesters?
Well, no, and perhaps unsurprisingly. Part of the idea of this story was we wanted to see if some of these claims that we were hearing here in central New York were similar to or different from the story nationwide. And really, the big picture here is the more you look into these claims of paid protesters shouting down Congress members at town halls or attending these marches, the more you see that there's just not a lot of truth to them anywhere in the country. And in fact, if you go back a little bit farther to 2008, it's a similar story to the claims that were made about the Tea Party protesters being funded by conservative sources. It wasn't true then. By and large, it's not true now.
Well, you didn't get any paid protesters, but you did get plenty of responses. What are some of the things you did hear?
Well, certainly people were more than happy to tell us why they were attending demonstrations like the Women's March in Binghamton and other places, or going to town halls or calling Congress members' offices without being paid. They were quite happy to tell us that and to explain some of the issues that were behind their activism. For some of them, it was the first time, in fact.
You heard from people who were upset with their member of Congress, but some of those people didn't consider themselves protesters, and I thought that was really interesting. Why not? Why didn't they consider themselves protesters?
That's interesting. What several people told us was, look, we are people who are engaging in civic discourse. We are reaching out to our elected members who represent us, who, in fact, we work for us. And so the distinction that many of them drew was no, we're not out there in the streets, and we are simply trying to meet with our elected representatives and tell them what we think they ought to do or questions they ought to raise on some of these national issues.
Going through your process a little bit, you sent out requests on social media. What did you ask for, and how would you ensure that you were getting honest responses?
Well, several of our reporters posted queries to Facebook, to Twitter, and we asked for folks who had received some sort of payment to protest. And we said, look, we're willing to give you anonymity if you would like. We don't need to use your name, but we would like to hear who paid you. Why did you do it? Did they approach you? Did you approach them? And we're going to need to see some kind of proof. It could have been a check. If it had gotten this far, we would have asked for maybe a deposit statement, some evidence that money did in fact change hands for regular on the ground demonstrators or town hall attendees. We believe that we reached at very least about 65,000 people, largely people here in central New York. These are people who are members of the social networks that we are engaging with. And what we found was not a single really valid response. I did have several people who pointed to, for instance, ads posted on Craigslist where Citizen Action was looking to hire organizers. That's not the same thing. That doesn't meet our definition. Where really there's a big distinction to be made between organizers and regular activists or simply folks going to town halls.
Well, there's an argument on the other side that this is kind of a tough thing to do regardless, because would people admit that they were paid to protest? Would people come forward like that? Was that something that you had to battle with?
It was. And we sort of made peace with it in two ways. So first of all, because we offered anonymity, if there were folks who had an example that they could show us, we figured that was a little bit of cover for people who might otherwise be less inclined to do it. Really, the bigger picture here is that the assumption we went into this with is that Central New York is not different from anywhere else in the country, where time after time there have been claims of paid protesters, and typically they are debunked or recanted by the very people who make them. So we have several high-profile instances during the campaign of people who said, yes, I was paid to protest at a Trump event, who then went on major national media and said, actually, I made it up. I did it to drive traffic to my website. I did it because I wanted to be on TV. No money changed hands. And that was our assumption, is that we're not that different from anywhere else in the country.
We don't have a ton of time left, but members of Congress are saying that these protesters are paid. So there's a disconnect there. Is this just a way to delegitimize what some of the protesters are doing, or maybe shape public opinion? What do you think?
Well, it's certainly the concern of some of the people who are being accused of this. And the risk that you run is that the debate about whether people are paid or not is overshadowing the debate about these pressing national issues. And I think that's a concern.
John Robie is an investigative reporter for the Press & Sun Bulletin. John, thanks so much.
Thank you, Gabe.